Glory to God, glory to God. We sing glory to God. We sing glory to God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. I would love to see your Bible. Please, this is beyond a Bible-based church. This is a Bible-obsessed church. Obsessed church. The day I tell you anything that you cannot locate in the Word of God, the day the pastor in this place tells you anything you cannot find in the Word of God, that is the day we lose our bishopric. That is the day we will become disqualified of God. Not just Bible-based, Bible-obsessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, if you look... Yesterday, I didn't give you a title, right? Sorry. I won't get used to that. So, today, since we need a title, so just call this Just the Gospel. Amen. Just the Gospel. What we did yesterday, there'll be much more of that today. So my message is just timed an hour. So yesterday's message is already available. So when you are going, please ensure you get it and listen over and over again. Just the 30 minutes message we did yesterday. And please, teachers, don't forget to prepare. Today, as we are finishing, there will be teaching, one-on-one teaching. There will be edification. There will be healing, there will be, let me use the word, activation, to cause people to go out and do much more, and there will be some carrying power to go and meet somebody at home this afternoon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? So, we are going to do that also for an hour. Because it's so simple. Why do we come so much like this from Abuja? Is to ensure that you get it. Is to ensure that we are going to leave no stone unturned. Is to ensure that we are going to start on a high note. Amen. Praise God. So that's why we love to bring enough resources to deploy enough to bless people. Amen. So like I also said yesterday, please don't start having that mental job of how will I do my own church? Just be calm. Learn God's word. Okay? Learn God's word. Learn God's word. It will make you more useful where you are. Learn God's word. Those of you that you'll be led to join us from tomorrow, just learn God's word. Say, I choose to learn. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Okay, moreover, brethren, when I call the scripture, you will open. The church is a Bible school. You open. If you have a writing material, you write it down. If you don't have, open an app on your phone. If you don't have the app, go to Play Store. I just give you 1 minute for that to enter Play Store. Download, what's that? Notepad or what? Microsoft Word or?
Pulpits. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. So, 4. Let's read it together. Remove this thing. 1, 2, go. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you... Okay, read again. Verse 1.
Yes.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I have preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand. Verse 2.
Yes.
By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Verse 3, for I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. Verse 4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the... So, this is all God did to save us. This is all God did to save us. Say the gospel. Say the gospel. The only solution God has to give man is the gospel. No matter the problem you bring to God, I'm sorry, he has one solution. Say the gospel. Say the gospel. Romans 3, 19. I'll be doing something intentionally. I'll be reading for you over 40 scriptures. So I can know that you have not come unto Mount Sinai, but unto Mount Zion. Amen. Praise God. In Mount Zion, they open scriptures. In Mount Sinai, they share Rema. Selah! Romans 3, 19 and 20. Let's read together. Want to go? Now we know that whatsoever the Lord saith, he said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become what? Guilty before God. 20 years. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Why? For by the law is the knowledge. So in essence, every man needs justification. It's not always a good theology to say, well, every baby that is born into sin. It's best put, every man needs justification. There's not one man in the world that does not need to be justified. See, every man needs justification. Okay, now, see that Acts 2. Of course, I know that I have not seen anybody in hijab yet, so let me first assume you are used to what is called the gospel. But of course, I will be back to that. But the gospel faces three main dangers. What we call the gospel message, it has enemies. It has enemies. Strong enemies. Enemies that can make the gospel lose its potency. Enemies that can make the gospel powerless to save the sinner. Number one, I call it omission of details. Omission of details. Number two, lack of emphasis. Number three, counterfeiting. Number one, when you miss the details of the gospel. Number two, when you remove that emphasis, that emphatic preaching of the gospel. Number three, counterfeiting. See, the details of the gospel is key in the salvation of a sinner. It is key. If the events that you just read in 1 Corinthians 15, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, how that he was buried, how that he rose again the third day according to the scripture, if those events are not mentioned, a man cannot be saved. He cannot be saved. Preach to a sinner for 2 days non-stop. Don't mention the details of his death, of his burial, of his resurrection. Lay hands on the guy, pour anointing oil, give him holy water. He came to you unsaved. He will live unsaved. Let the biggest man of God in the world lay hands on him. No gospel, no salvation. Acts 2. See, we must not have that wisdom of we know it more than the Bible. We saw how the apostles preached. We just checked a few of them before I proceed. Sorry, I will continue what we were saying yesterday about Genesis chapter 1. We will continue that one in the evening or maybe tomorrow morning as the Spirit leads. And the Spirit is the man standing before you. Amen. Praise God. Okay, Acts 2, 31. We just rushed through some sermons. Are you ready? Are you ready, brethren? Acts 2. Want to go? He seen this, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. 32. This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. 33. Being by the right hand of God exalted, And having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this which you now see. At times you pray for people, lay hands on them, speak in tongues. They can't speak. Do you know why? The speaker is not inside. The real tongue guy is not inside. This is the account of Acts 2, after they spoke in tongues in the day of Pentecost. In one of the days of Pentecost, there's no standard day of Pentecost. It's just a feast of the Jews. So this is the account. And before when Peter was preaching to them, see the events. Look at 31 again. Seeing this, speak of what? Say resurrection. Say resurrection. So trust, if now read further, he said, this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are what? Are far off. Even unto them that the Lord your God shall call. So utterance is one of the spiritual blessings in Christ. If the man has not believed the gospel, he cannot speak in tongues. Don't waste your time. So in getting men filled with the Holy Ghost, where must you start from? Reassurance. Are you sure? What do you believe that you call the gospel? I believe Jesus is a good man. Brother, you are going to hell. I believe Jesus heals the sick. You are going to the lake of fire. I believe Jesus is my boo provider. You are going to, where again? The Milky Way. Hallelujah. If you don't know the meaning of the Milky Way, please don't know. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Ephesus, the way Yoruba will call it. 1 verse 3. I'll wait for you. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, glory. Okay, let's read from verse 3. Slowly, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What has he done? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly. Where? In Christ. Say in Christ. Verse 4, according as he has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5, everybody want to go? Let me hear your voice. Aaron predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to... Hold on, sorry, somebody is not there. Sir, Ephesians 1 verse 3. M.O.G., you are beside him. Ensure he gets there fast. We are here to help ourselves. Amen. Ensure your neighbor is there. We waste our time here if we leave a brother behind. Hallelujah. All of you are doing collabo there. You are doing, I know you are, you know me. You are here for these people. You are here to, they know they are coming to be blessed. They know they came here to become better. So they are not shy. That's why they came. Amen. Praise God. So, help your neighbor, okay? Say, I live here better. Say, I live here better. See, there is nothing you need there that you won't get. If you want, except maybe miracle man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, Ephesians 1. Where are we? Verse 5. Want to go? Let's read. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted. Where? In the beloved. Verse 7, in, we have what? Where is our redemption? In him, through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of whose grace? Your grace or my grace? Jesus' grace. Oh, verse 6, oh, verse 9, sorry, 8. Wherein he has abounded towards us in all prudence and wisdom. Verse 9, I have made known unto us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he had proposed in himself. Verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things. Where? Both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even where? In him. 11, in what again? Is it in your forefather? Say in Christ, in whom also we have obtained. Say I have obtained. Okay, our inheritance being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Verse 12, yes. To the praise of his glory, who first trusted in who? Say in Christ. Verse 13, what starts again? Say in whom? Say in whom? See, if you are not serious with in the in whom, we'll be joking. Oh. Say in whom? Say in Christ. Okay, you trusted after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Say in whom? Also, after you have believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14. Unto the praise of whose glory? Hallelujah. So all this we receive at salvation and as salvation. These are the things we receive at salvation. These are the things we receive as salvation. Salvation is not just a name. It's not just a title. The things you saw here are your salvation. Salvation is not just what you can define by dictionary. The next time somebody asks you, what is salvation? Open Ephesians 1. Read verse 3 to 14. That is salvation. Amen. Praise God. You open it for him. Say, see it. Salvation does not have a definition. Salvation is not a part of your heart that is whitish, and or a part of your intestine where you think the holy juju dwells inside. No. Salvation is what he did. Amen, brethren. Amen, brethren. Can you hear me? Okay. I say Acts 3. Acts chapter 3. So somebody asks you, what is salvation? You tell him, salvation is to be accepted in the beloved. What is salvation? Salvation is to have forgiveness of sin. What is salvation? Salvation is to receive the seal of the Spirit. What is salvation? Salvation is to be blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Say, that is my salvation. Stop defining salvation from micro west or micro east dictionary. You won't get it. E.g., I've told you, the definition of righteousness, sorry, not in this place, is seriously contrary. The dictionary definition of righteousness is 100% against God's definition of righteousness. Go and check it. In the dictionary, it will be said that, that somebody should do right. But when you look at the Bible, you see something different. You'll marvel. It's not about who does not do right. Amen. Praise God. Say, I choose to believe God's report. Acts 3 verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this, or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? Can you see? Verse 13. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, asked, glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate. Oh, but you, verse 14, but you denied the only one and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed. Verse 15, everybody, let's read. Yes, I want to hear your volume. 15, yes, sirs, and killed the prince of life, whom God raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Say, raised from the dead. Say, raised from the dead. There is no other thing to declare. When you are talking to a Muslim about the gospel, stop talking about nice gist about Jesus. Stop doing comparison of Jesus versus Muhammad. Stop that. Talk about somebody died for your sins. Acts chapter 4 verse 6. And Ananias, the high priest, and Cleopas, and John Alexander, as many of them that are of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Acts 4 verse 8. Are you there? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we be this day be examined of good deeds being done to an impotent man, by what means he is made whole. Verse 10, one to go. To all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You people are saying, I'm saying not satisfied with where you are sitting. Yeah, everybody rearrange, rearrange, rearrange. For you people and go and sit in their midst. We must get it. Have you seen that one? Thank you. Ensure your neighbor is flowing. You are still floating. Hallelujah. Imagine. Oh, glory to God. Don't mind me. It's not, I didn't tell them to sit beside you so that they can thief your money. It's so that you can follow. Amen? Praise God. It's for good. Joshua, how is this thing sticking to my body like this? Okay, don't worry. I've got it. Where are we? Acts what? Acts chapter. Thank you. Bo-bo-bo-bo-gaga. Yeah. So Acts 10, let's fast forward. Acts 10, 38. You see that there is nobody that shares the gospel message that didn't talk about these events. Who is mentoring who? Peace, are you mentoring Henry Tito? Henry Tito is mentoring you. I can't really decipher. Amen. Praise God. Don't worry. I'm just joking. Acts 10. Are you there? 38. This one we are going to read together. So ensure your neighbor is reading. Are you there? Come on, let's go. Want to go? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God. Let me tell you the truth. This is the summer of plenty. And it's good. Isn't it a good summer? If you preach this very well, the sick will be healed. The blind eyes will pop open. Amen. People will be delivered. You see people rolling on the ground like, I'm anointed of God. Lay hands on people. Yes, you have serpentine incubusidious spirits. You conduct emergency deliverance. Say, you, what is your father's name? My father's name is Ogunlano. Sorry if you don't know the meaning of that. I don't know the name of the demons in your area. Demons like Osila. Okay, I don't know the meaning. He has not told me the meaning. But he tells me the name sounds like, amen. Praise God. Some of you, when you now became born again, say you have to change your name. Amen. Like from fat over to what? If I hear it, you're about amen, amen. Okay. Acts 13. No, I'm seeing Acts 10. You don't need a change of name. You need Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. You are with your Ogunlano. You are accepted in the beloved. With your, give me one ridiculous English name. We have people that they are called, even if your name is Judas, you know how to change. There are some names that is not common. You have not seen somebody behind Demas. Have you seen Judas before? Anybody? I've seen Judas. Wow, that's a bold man. Esau, good. Jesus, you will never find that one. I can bet it. Go and search on Facebook. You've seen Jezebel? Let me know. Emoji. Amen. Salvation is not change of name. Amen. It is change of past, present, and future. What you change is more than your name. It's to change your destination forever.
It's a change of state. Chemistry will say some reactions are reversible. It will tell you that some reactions are what? Irreversible. Why are you now thinking that salvation can will be even chemical reaction? Say some once reactant, acid plus base equals what? Salt and water. The chemistry will tell you that there is nothing you can do to this product to give you back the reactants. Say salvation. Say perfect work. Hallelujah. So in getting a man saved, something where we are doubting it is because we have preached the salvation that is based on skin color, based on performance, based on if you see went to mosque yesterday. You think if you get a Muslim filled with the Holy Ghost today, speaking tongues tomorrow, do you think something will not trigger in him that I have to see do all this rubbish, wash my bumper, etc. That is now when the process of renewing of mind starts. The funny one is I have one seriously anointed emoji in my church. He went to University of Abuja, preached to one cultist, got him saved, got him filled with the Holy Ghost. The next week he went back there. The guy is back with his cultist attire, was doing mo wa. And imagine the guy got filled with the Holy Ghost last week. You saw him again. He's still carrying his cultist attire. Hallelujah. See, I see such men. I call them justified. Hallelujah. You see him say, hey man, guy in Christ, when you are done, see me in my hostel. Hallelujah. You don't say, oh God. You will call him, the man that God loves. How are you doing? When you are done with your meeting, come and see me. Give me a call. Even as he's doing the momo, what? Just say, can you just speak in the Holy Ghost, man? Now you can continue. It is not your tongue. Is it your own? Are you the one that gave him the tongues? Is it your own? Are you a savior? Are you a contributor to the blood of Jesus? Tell me what you contributed. Are you an assistant savior? Sorry, and assistant savior. Or a joint heir in the sacrifice? Praise God. I have 1 hour. We've got people to heal today. Amen. Praise God, though. This thing is going back. 39 now. And we are his witnesses of all things which he did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all people, but unto witnesses, choosing before God even unto us, which did eat and drink after he rose from the dead. 42. And he commanded us to preach unto people and to testify that it is he that was ordained of God to be the judge of the what? Quick and the dead. To him gave all the prophet witness that through his name whosoever believes should receive what? Remission of sin. 44. As loud as you can. One, two, go. Why, Peter? Come on, stop that. You preach a gospel with gusto. What's your issue? God became a man, died for your sin. You are reading it like clear to tete. Kilon share. What is that? Read verse 44. One to go. And Peter, yes, spare this one. The Holy Ghost. Tell on them. Woo! Glory. Oh, yes, it's so cold. Amen. Peter was just talking. If you don't value this experience, you won't see it now. Don't you get it? Hallelujah. Okay, just a quick assignment. Now, you and your partner, in all those paraphrases of Peter that he was saying from verse 38 to verse 44, tell me why they spoke in tongues. Two things that Peter said. I didn't say you should tell me. Ensure your neighbor tells you the correct answer. Wait. What are the things that is responsible for that tongues? Look for it. If you are one-sided. Wife, somebody is here. Somebody, please, attack somebody. Oh, God. Mentor. Look for somebody. Tell him, yeah, show me. What is responsible for tongues in that place? Is it everything? Anybody that gets it? Eh, you have an emoji with you. The key things that must not be denied. Jude is teaching Bratolu. That is awesome. You made it. Okay. Let me start from the awesome. If I start with these emojis, the awesome couple. If your neighbor did not get it, you are the one in soup. Hallelujah. Who should I start with? Zach, you are trying to run into your share. Today is not a day of escape. Today is a day of salvation. My microphone is going. Yes, Rakim, the emoji beside you. Yes, sir. Epos. Of all those paparazzi Peter was mentioning, which one is key?
The key, okay, the aspect, the resurrection of Christ.
The
resurrection.
And
the believing, they believed in what is the resurrection.
Okay. He said the resurrection of Christ. Is he correct? Is that all? What else? Anybody? Your mentor. Both of you collaborate to mentor. Oh, she wants her wife to speak. Let me start. She's pushing. You know, blessed are the wives that serve the Lord with their husband. Amen. Hallelujah. That's an utterance, right? Good man. You can go.
Because Jesus Christ was slewed, he was hung on the tree.
Slewed, right? Hung on the tree, that is death,
died,
right?
And he was raised up again.
Hallelujah. So, he was able to show us death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Is that all? So remain small thing. Okay, she wants to say something. Zach. You are shy yesterday, but today the spirit of boldness is upon you. Hallelujah. Come on. Speak out. Sin! Emoji! Your method did not get it. Amen. Say sin! Not for your cash. Eh? Sin! Not Jesus died so that I can marry the son of deputy. Amen. Hallelujah. Am I saying we are not blessed in Christ? We are blessed in Christ. But don't forget, Solomon too was also blessed outside Christ. Selah? Say Selah? Good. So to have material things, you don't really need to be where? In Christ. You can be an alpha carrying test view saying, Astagafuru line one, Astagafuru line two. If you don't know what I'm saying, you don't know it. Don't worry. If you can be such, yes, you have big blessings. But say in Christ. Say in Christ. Sins. Say sin. Taken away. Hallelujah. Are you with me, brother?
Yes, sir.
So, what must not be absent in an evangelistic sermon? Is death, burial, majorly resurrection for sins. So when you want to talk to your friend as a Muslim, is Muhammad your business? What's your business? Why do you hate Muhammad? Do you know if he's in heaven? Do you know if he was born again at the end of the day before he died? That will be, I'm sure, bro. See, are we not going to pursue him from heaven? See what? You are here. See, Jesus don't talk. Jesus, if you talk, don't say, it's my blood. Yeah, no, it's not your blood again, though. Do you know what this man made us so far? Amen. And I'll nigga. Say, yeah, we just said, Jesus, choose out of all of us and this man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, the blood plus nothing, minus nothing, did everything. Yeah, we learned that from Pastor Nanka. So, ask. 13. Verse 22. Thank you for contributing. You still see the same details in everything. In everything. Are you there, brethren?
Yes, sir.
Acts 10:32. Okay, let's go. Want to go? And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, and to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Please, right now, brethren, the website edifyassembly.org is already yours. Please, it's already yours. Like this passage I just read right now, which is the way I explained very well. Is it, can the Bible be wrong? That why was David called a man after the heart of God? When they have told you that once you can dance, I'm not trying to excuse our not having drums and keyboard today, okay? It's to bring it. That was the wala. I'm not trying to excuse that, but to be a man after the heart of God is not to know how to dance your sorrow. Yeah. Have we danced like David danced? Yet we go to the hell that David went. Amen. Say Christ Jesus. Say before, right now, and forever. Same Jesus. Okay, good. We'll see that later. So, 23. Hold on. So, rush to verse 32. Sorry, 29, yeah? Let's marry 29. Want to go? Let's read. Yes? And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. Verse 30. But God raised him from the dead. 31. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. 32. And we declare unto him glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God has fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he raised up Jesus, as it is written in the second Psalm, that my son this day have I. Okay, let's keep reading 34. And concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption. He said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore, he said also in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer the only one to see corruption. For David, after he has served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and were laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. 37. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. 38. Want to go loudly. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the what? Forgiveness of sins. 39. Want to go. And by him, all that believe are justified. Say all things. See the last part. From which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. M-O-G, you cannot. Moses has every weapon to send you to hell. You can't tell Moses you are perfect. Simple. That's the meaning. What's the meaning of the law of Moses? You cannot tell Moses you are perfect. He will find a way out for you. He will bosh your word. I don't know if you understand Yoruba. He will, sorry, any interpretation of tongues there? He will what? He will check you out. Just tell Moses, I am perfect. That was what Jesus did for that guy in Luke 17. When he said, Jesus just brought out small Moses. Say, hey. Say, uh-uh. Say, there was a rich young girl that came to Jesus. He said, some good master, what good thing shall I do? I want to do. What say that can enter eternal life? People are clapping. Ooh, like going to me, Jomo. And he said, I'll go and keep the laws now. Say, all this. Say, which one? Imagine. See pride. Say, which one? Say, thou shalt not decide. All this I have kept from my youth up. What like I yet? People say, just say, yeah. See holiness. Here come. One thing you lack. Sell everything. The guy ran away. Amen. That was never the way to eternal life. Jesus just bobbed him. You don't have to sell your property to enter eternal life. Jesus was dealing with his pride there. Are you getting me? Jesus was not showing his. Selling your property is not the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Jesus also had rich people. Joseph of Arimathea that later buried Jesus, he was rich. He didn't tell him to sell all his goods before he became the disciple. So Jesus was attacking that, not was addressing that pride in him. And don't forget also that eternal life was not yet available until he is raised from the dead. So if he had sold all his good and followed him, he wouldn't have been there on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus was trying to take him somewhere to happen. He didn't go. Now, sorry, another assignment to your neighbor. Check that Acts 13 from 32. From verse 30 to 39. Show me how many times resurrection is inferred. Let your neighbor answer me. From 30, how many times the resurrection was inferred? Fine. Was inferred. The man with the highest number. This is the gospel. Oh, glory to God. This is the gospel. How many times? When your mentor is ready. Two of you, you are so... What's happening? Oh, just the man of God. I won't call you this time. Oh, did I call you the other time? Oh, okay. I'll call you now. he said he's not there. Find it. Count it. Wow. Yeah? Okay, let me start from Ojut. How many times? Sir?
Four times.
You saw four. End that figure. It's not you that we talk now. So how many?
Four.
It's all four. It's all four now. Any other figure? Ma? 5 times. Any other figure? Last figure. And you will prove it to us. You have anything more than five. You have it. Let your mentee raise up. It's not you. Your mentee. You have not done the good work. If your mentee has not... you want to show me? 4 times. No, I need... 5, 6 times. Any 6 times? More than 5? And you are able to prove it. I'll give you a microphone. Right, Rosie? You want to raise up your hand? You are mentoring her? What's happening? Eh? Yeah, I want to give the microphone. Are you ready? Okay, let me start from you, sir. Prove your four times. Verse. Just tell us the verses. Ojut. It's you.
Okay. Verse 30.
Verse 30. Let me see it myself. It's in verse 30, right? God raising from the dead. Okay, next.
Verse 33.
Yeah, yes. Next.
34.
And 37. Any other one? Yes, sir? Any other one? Okay, Remy?
Verse 35
too? He said in another psalm.
You will not allow your Holy One to see corruption.
So that was resurrection. Any other one? So once you can put that one inside, then all those quotations, they will enter. Say the resurrection is our Christianity. Can we just be loud about this? I can just stop here. I still have over plenty places to go. Can we just be loud about this? The fact that he was raised from the dead for you, for your sins. You don't have to tell, don't tell the lady to say after me sinner's prayer. No, don't worry. Ha, say the gospel is power. Say energy within. Don't worry. He's the one that will look for you the next day. Say, come and tell me. He has believed. Don't tell him stop going to mosques. Don't start like that. Be obsessed with, I just want to teach you Bible. Delete Muhammad from your vocabulary. You don't need him. Buhari is about to enter again, and somebody is doing Facebook posts. Your Facebook post, what will he do? Sorry, I'm not saying I'm supporting Buhari. Don't get me wrong. Amen. I have brothers in my church that they are so rebellious to their pastor. Amen. Sorry, forget that. I'm simply saying, whatever you say or don't say, will that matter? Amen. Just our own heaven is gospel. Amen. Nigeria, we pray for you. So if you don't kill yourself over Nigeria, okay? Preach the gospel. Maybe, and if the gospel takes you to another country, God bless that country too. We will be here. Adara. So back to 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Let me rush now. Thank God you have gotten what I'm saying. 15 verse 1. So what is the time? Oh, thank you. Because you must get enough from the brethren that came today from Abuja. They will not be here always. I have almost all my ministers here, except the Old Testament Ezekiel of God. We attack him tomorrow again in church. Okay, 15 verse 1. Are you there? No, he's the only one that can speak Hausa by nature. How can we only speak it? By what? The gift of the Spirit. Amen. 15 verse 1. Are you there? Let's go. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you see I stand in the gospel. Say my sermons takes its pride in the gospel. Say my sermons takes its basis, takes its strength, not from my linguistics, not from my nice sound system, but from the gospel. Say I stand in the gospel. Say my pride in evangelism. Say my joker card is the gospel. Say last card. Gospel, check up. Woo! Say it with the gospel. I always win. That's why it's called joker. Joker. Now, at times when somebody just drop a joker and you try to counter it and he drops them down. Hallelujah. Say the more, the better. Say I keep sharing it. Jesus. I keep sharing. Jesus died. He is raised for you. Just let the heart of the sinner connect. Once the connection is made, oh, Baba. Hallelujah. You know what he said in Hebrews 8? He said, they shall not teach every man his brother or every man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Don't forget the next verse. Say, why? For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, iniquities. I remember. So why they would love the Lord, why they would want to come back and hear you, is because you gave them that joker card. It is free. Say free.
Free.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 16. Some people will say, all the Muslims I have ever preached to, none of them has been saved. It's because there is no gospel in your message. Yes, man still has his own will, but with the gospel, you are at advantage. Amen. Okay. Acts 16, 13. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? 31. And they said, what? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. This was the summary of a preaching. Believe in Jesus, that what? That he died for you. He is raised again. Don't tell anybody, just believe in Jesus. Are you getting me? Don't force Jesus on anybody. Tell them what Jesus has done. Don't just force Jesus. Take Jesus. No. Just say, let me just tell you about Jesus. Ah, la, 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 la. Woo. Such a sweet time. Acts 17. From verse 22. This one is the one I just love so much. It looks like the guy is just joking. But see where he drove the sermon to. Acts 17. Are you in verse 22? And Paul stood in the midst of mass ill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious, for I passed by and beheld your devotions. I found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him I declare unto you, God that made the world and all the things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worship with..." Acts 17 now. Are you there? Come on. 25. "Neither is worship with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and beareth all and all things." Just keep going. Just come to verse 29. "For as much then as you are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, silver, or stone, or graven art, or man's device. And the times of his ignorance he winked at, but now he commanded all men everywhere to repent." Verse 31. Everybody, want to go loudly? "Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness, that by that man whom he hath appointed, wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead." He was talking about the idols, so he still ensured he drove it to resurrection. Say resurrection. And you can see the next thing. 32. "And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee. But see 34. "Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed." So the resurrection is the dividing line. Not the man that likes your church. Says resurrection is our emphasis. Say, "I dare not share the gospel message without the details of the resurrection of Jesus." Do you know why it's very important? Because that is the same thing that happens to the sinner once he believes. No man can be saved without hearing about the resurrection, because it is the resurrection that happens to the sinner once he believes. He too will be raised from spiritual death to life. So this now brings me to the real issue. See, brethren, God's way of changing the world has not changed. And we cannot update it today. No, we cannot. And it will never change. Say, I'm a preacher. Say, I cannot get tired of sharing the gospel. So Romans 1 verse 14. Romans 1 14. Are you there? Slowly, let's read. Yes. "I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." 15. "So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also." Say all men, same gospel. Say both rich and poor. Come on, say that one. Say both rich and poor. Same message. Say both religious and the pagan. Same message. Say male and female. No difference in Christ. Let me tell you the truth. Any religion that pushes down women is a false religion. You know, when you are seeing that the rulership we even have in the home is for the sake of order, not superiority. Any religion that pushes back, that is always saying, let the woman sit at the back, let her not come to the mosque, or let her not go to, is false. Say in Christ, no male and female distinction. We are one. Okay, verse 16. One to go. Yes, let's read. Ask your neighbor. Say, are you ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Ask your neighbor. Ask somebody else. Ask somebody. Bro, see, ask yourself. Since you have no neighbor. Why? "For it is the dunamis of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews first." It's not just the authority. It's the power. It's the active force. It's the only way God can save. Jesus is the only way, is the energy of God. Say the gospel. So you don't tell a man, never tell any man to pursue forgiveness. Don't tell him to pursue to be accepted in the beloved. Don't tell him to pursue righteousness. Who should you look for? Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you meet Jesus in his resurrection, you receive everything. So all those blessings, they are where? In Christ. Oh, glory. Okay. I said, we are still Romans 1, right? 17. I will soon be done. 17. 1 to go. Let's read. Yes. Revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live. Anyone not found, please write this down. Anyone not found heralding this reality of his resurrection is not in the ministry. Anyone that is not found heralding these details of his resurrection is not in the ministry. Confess your sins to Jesus is not the gospel. If you speak about it only during Easter, if you speak about the resurrection of Jesus only during Easter, then God will save people when? Only during Easter. And if you only talk at the after you have bamboozled people with eloquence, grammar, I went to UK, I went to Oklahoma, my suit cost $1,000. After you have bamboozled people with all that, if not say right now, if you want to give your life to Jesus, at the end of your sermon, you have talked about everything about the except the gospel. At the end, I say, if you want to give your life to Jesus, will they take you serious? What are they coming to give their life to? Your nice shoe. Your necklace that is $15,000. Amen. Say the resurrection is not the adjacent to the sermon. It is the sermon. Can I smash this thing on the ground so I can believe what I'm saying? Hallelujah. It's your sermon. Romans 10 verse 1. This is why we are in Kaduna. Trust me, this is why. This is why we'll be here every Friday teaching you. Every Sunday, Gidigba. We tell you when we are going to have VG. We drill you all night. You pray. Say, I will pray. Say, Magbadra. Say it in Yoruba like me. Say, Magbadra. If somebody is not talking, but see, I want to hear you. See, Magbadra. You pray. Amen. You will see where you will pray. Romans 10 verse 1. Please, don't get tired. Come on. Okay, once again, let's read. Brethren, my desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So we desire, we pray, we learn. See the sequence. He said, my heart's desire and what? Prayer for Israel is that what? They might be saved. So what you do? You desire, right? What's the next thing? You pray. Then what's the next other prayer? You learn what to do. We learn what to preach. We learn how to preach it. We learn the things that must be found in the sermons. The emphasis of our sermon. Then we preach. See verse 2. For I bear them witness, record, that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Imagine. A zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Imagine some people can do a lot of rubbish in the name of God. Let me show you one. John 16. Just put your hand in this Romans 10. John 16. Right, Joshua, we're going to need the fan L, right? Since these aces looks like they are from the antediluvian age. John 16 verse 1. Are you there? Come on, this is not part. It's just to show you something. These things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. Verse 2. Want to go? They shall put you out of their synagogue, yeah, and the time comes that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Imagine. That's what they are doing in several regions. You are killing the name of God. They will think they are doing God's service. And do you know the issue? The issue is actually they are thinking they are doing God's service. No, it's big. The same way we are praying like this, because we know this is the will of God. Some people are willing to kill. Why? They are thinking that is serving God. Can you see how far religion can brainwash people? Amen, amen. So that is how powerful ignorance can be, can degenerate. Say God's power is salvation. So go back to Romans 10, verse 3. We are only to preach to announce what he has done. We are not to update it. But Romans 10, verse 3. For them being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the what? End of the law for righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anytime anybody is trying to tell you something about the law, but the law said, the Bible say Christ is what? Is the end. Is the all mark. Please, if you're writing it, write this down. Christ is the all mark of obedience to God. Christ is the, please write this down, write it. To be in Christ is the all mark of obedience to God. A story baffles me in Numbers 14. He said, my servant Caleb, because he had followed me fully, we entered the land. I say, hey, what has Caleb done that you say he has followed me fully? He only believed. Others are saying we cannot enter. He will say, don't worry, God has said it, we can. And God said, that is yes. He has not kept all the laws of Moses, but God says 100%. Hallelujah. So to obey the gospel is full obedience. You have not kept the 600 law of Moses, the ones Isaiah added, the ones he said, but when you believe the gospel, that's why he said in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 10. Say, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. To obey him is to obey what? The gospel. So, Romans 10, we are seeing verse 5. Say Christ. Say Christ. Come on, say Christ. Is the end of the law. So, verse 5 now, for Moses described, now see this scenario. See it though. What is he talking about? See, for Moses described the righteousness which is of God, that the man which doeth these things, say these things. Say these things. Say doing plenty things. Say doing plenty things to enter the kingdom of God. So that is Moses. Say Moses described the righteousness of the law, that the man that doeth these things shall live by them. Hallelujah. Verse 6. I love this, my God. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Ah! What does he say? Say not in your heart. Tell your neighbor, say not in your heart. He's not saying you should try to believe. He said just say not in your heart. Don't say it is impossible. Don't argue with it. Just listen. He is sweet. Say not in your heart. What? See? What's there? Who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. So what is that? What is he saying? Don't say who will go to heaven and make God become a man. So don't say the incarnation was a lie. Next verse. What is he saying? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. Don't say the resurrection was a lie. Say, just don't say it. Ah, tell your neighbor, say, don't say it. Say, my soul. Woo! It's so sweet. He said, Moses said, you have to do these things to enter. Say, but the righteousness of God. He said, just don't say it's a lie. Ah! Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is sweet. He didn't even say, they say, try to believe in Jesus. When you are hearing the preacher, please don't say not in your heart. It's a lie. Remember Hebrews 3. He said, as the Holy Ghost said, today, when you hear his voice, simply adding not your heart. He didn't say you try to do anything. I said, I have to knock this thing on the ground. He said, don't. Oh, glory. Amen, amen. Sit, sit. Let's keep reading. What does it say? Verse what? 8. But what saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we carouse, which we preach. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Don't worry about the confessing. The confessing is the result of something after. And what? Believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead. What will happen? Shush. Definite. He said, if you believe it, you don't have a choice. You are saved. What is not if you are saved? You are saved. You don't have to add you are saved eternally. What is enough? You are saved. You are saved. If Amara can come and enter your house, then you are not saved. Once a ministry says you are saved, it means rest. I am at work. Hallelujah. Know what he said in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3? He said, who are garrisoned with the power of God? No, we have garrison. You know garrison in Port Harcourt? What do you have there? You know garrison in Port Harcourt? Barracks. You are barracked, you are armed, you are military. Sorry, don't mind my grammar. You are what? Fortified with the power of God. And guess what? He's talking about your salvation. Amen, amen. Come on, let's finish this. Come on, come on. Don't get tired. You do your best. You put your mind there when you're hearing the word. You put some eagerness. Like, I want to hear more. That's what happened to that guy that got healed when Paul was speaking. See, he was looking at eagerly. Say eagerly. These are the words of life, man. Say man. Sorry. Where am I? Verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. 13, want to go? Now, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Out then shall they call on him in whom they have not what? So, should you worry about calling or believing? So, why would they call? They are believe. If they believe, would they call? Simple. So, must you tell a Muslim that, yeah, tell me now that I believe? No. Be patient. The more, what should you keep doing? Keep loading. To believe, to confess Jesus is automatic. You don't force it. Just load the details. One day, it will just come out a mistake. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when was the day he became saved? The day he believed. That is why the book of John emphasized so much belief. Flow. Where are we? Verse what? Come on, help me out. 14, right? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? Say, heard. Say, they must hear something. Say, but they heard the right thing. Say, they must hear the right thing, no? Say, I'm not from an angel. Not in the dream. And how shall they hear without a what? Preacher. And how shall they preach except they be sent? We have been sent, of course. And as it is written, how are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and that bring glad tidings of good things? For they have not all believed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? 17. Want to go? So faith cometh by hearing and hearing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can see hearing twice there. That would mean, what is the sinner's duty? To hear. Any man that is fighting his heart is not hearing. Hope you know. He can sit down before you and he's not hearing. The one that is hearing is paying attention. So, what's your duty as a preacher? Say the right thing. Keep repeating it. What must he do? Let him keep hearing. See, we are going to get mighty results in this town. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why we are here. Eh? I'm sorry to say, in the South, there's a way, I was talking to Annie today, I said there's a way you can just look at your Facebook, you just assume everybody is saved. Don't you get? You will forget that some people are not saved. Just look at all your friends, everybody has one way or the other, they have You have used gospel to bastardize them. You do know that all of them, they live in the South. Amen? South, I can easily carry a big megaphone and put it in the center of the street. Hallelujah. Jesus, be oko ore ma. I'm sorry. Give me English songs now. English version. Anyone? Amen. Don't mind. This is not your Yoruba show. Amen. So John 3. Say in the event of his death, burial, resurrection is my Christianity. Say no other emphasis. No addiction, no compromise, no subtraction, no division, just the gospel. Hallelujah. Bravo, see no cross multiplication. Amen, amen. Anyone hearing your name repeatedly, you're saying that man will be a chronic unbeliever. So we have a message, and it never changes. So I said, where did I come for you? John 3 now. John 3. See John 3. From verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nico, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a Jew, teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles. Sir, you're not looking at your Bible. That's why I came to you. Come on. Look at it. If I will knock you. I will knock you by fire. Okay, good. Sorry, fire is not in the gospel. Amen. So, we don't die by fire, yeah? Amen. We die by the Holy Ghost. So, no, we don't die. We live by the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. No need to die. We've got life to give. Hallelujah. Say my enemies, I can pepper them, but with the Holy Ghost. Say with love. Okay, sorry, that pepper, don't get that preparing long, wrong. Amen. Say I do good to them that hate me. Say I don't pray that Muslim die. Say I don't pray that Boko Haram die. Say I have their solution. Say if they die, they have born three already. Those ones will grow up. Say those ones will grow up. So no need killing them. Just save them. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Once you have killed someone, you want to kill someone. You want to keep people in this church. You want to keep people in next time. I say somebody. I want to go and preach somewhere. Somebody was against my message. I gave him 7 days. You are not a minister of God. You are not a man of God. Go away. You are all just your anointing. We don't hype anointing that is contrary to doctrine. I'm not saying it's not powerful. That anointing, don't hear that one. That anointing that is contrary to doctrine, we don't hype it. We don't hype it. It's useless. You are best called somebody sorcerer. I'm sorry. What's the end of your anointing? Amen. Jesus, who did he kill? Some people in their mischievous mind say, yeah, but he caused a fig tree now. Okay, you should go and cause fig tree. Simple. Just do the same. Jesus caused fig tree. You want to cause people. Can you see you are not? Something is wrong somewhere. Jesus called, okay. And why did Jesus do that thing? To teach them what? Authority. Mark 11:23. Abi? Amen. Say, I show love. Say, no need for death. Leave death for the devil. You are not. You don't have a ministry of death. Amen. Okay, flow with me. Sorry, I have to be very plain on those things. They are nasty. Nasty things that happens in Christianity. Right, a man of God will sit down in one place somewhere and say, "Well, all of you, go and defend yourself. Defend." You don't have to teach a Christian to defend. He knows to defend himself. Who will sit down if coming? I will not run. And Jesus told you how to defend yourself. What did he say? When you are pastor in 1 city, what should you do? Run. Run! 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 Sorry! Don't wait! So that you can preach somewhere else. I'm not saying God is glorified when you kill. No. But run. But that sermon that is telling you, how can we win them in fire for fire? The extent they can go, you cannot go. Are you getting me? These are people that they can pick children and dagger them. Can you do that? No. Now, go and defend yourself. They will outdo us in wickedness. What do you do? Gather some brow jute of God. Say, pray some more. Oh, Kaduna. See, any prayer we are praying in Abuja, Kaduna will receive times three. Amen. We are coming gradually. We are coming to happen. Amen. We are going to pray. You gather brothers. Say, brethren, we are going to pray some more. 3 days, we are here. You will pray, pray. You will sleep. Wake up. Brush your teeth. Keep praying. Ah! They will not run. Hallelujah. 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 The first time I was mentioning to a sister, she said, we are going to pray for 40 hours very soon. She was thinking, Pastor Shah. The day I announced it, say, yeah. Say, Say, maybe there will be word in between. There will be word. He came to church. We stood like this. Some brother like this, he escaped. He came back later. Say, Kilele. Sorry, not him anyway. I'm talking about this lady behind him. Sorry, not I'm talking about Oh, hallelujah. No, there are three people behind, so you don't know which of them I'm talking about. Amen. Praise God. Sorry, don't mind me. So, prayer. Say prayer. Prayer. That is it. Prayer. That is, why are we having so much, number one? A lot of them, there is no right gospel. You will go and share, you go and insult Muhammad, and they will, and their emotions will come up. And they're not pushing you up and down. You're now be shouting on social media. Amen. And you know one wrong move can actually spoil a lot of things. We are precise on gospel. So also, because we don't rely on our knowledge, we come and pray. We pray. Brethren, if you can't pray, leave ministry. Just go to the south. Not just south. Go to south, where there's no persecution also. Of course, they are everywhere anyway. I mean, especially in one world, they are everywhere. But just go where you can be relaxed. If you can't pray, leave. Oh, I'm actually not joking. Let me drop this in. See, brethren, you are in a hostile territory. A lot of people they remain in these places because my property is here. I have a good job here. If I leave, what will happen to my house? So when they now start pushing you with gun, now you're saying they are persecuting us. If you are not ready to stand as a missionary, of course, there is a reward for it before God. If you're not ready to stand gidigba that, this mission is ours. Run, leave. This is an honest advice. Leave. Go and momentum in the south, then come back later. Are you with me? Don't just stay. Stay here and risk. It's risking. You are risking yours. Just go to UK. No persecution there. You may not enter even at the end of the day. Who did not understand what I just said? Do you understand? If you are not ready for mess, for mission, for word and prayers, don't risk yourself. At least it's not every. I'm not. See, there are some that are so almost unavoidable. But I tell you the truth, it's not every persecution that a Christian should fall into now. There should be a day that God just says, don't go out. Stay indoor. A day you are at your office, say, no, don't pass this way, pass the other way. You should be able to hear. So if you know you are so busy, you are pursuing something here, and you are so immune from all those voices, what should you do? I beg you, pack your bag and go. You are risking your life. Is that clear? Is that clear? So, back to the Bible. Hallelujah. No, it looks like I just taught you cowardice. Amen. But not actually. We came here to empower you. Amen. Praise God. Say, I'm not timid. Say, I'm powerful. Peace. Are you not powerful? Hallelujah. Say, I'm not timid. Say, I've got what it takes. Say, I've got the gospel. Say, I'm not timid. Say, we don't say no. We don't back down. Say, the mission is possible. Not mission impossible. Say the mission is possible. You watch movie too much. Amen. John 3 from verse 1. There's a man of the Pharisees named Nico, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a ruler, teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except that God be with him. Verse 6. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. Nico said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time from his mother's womb? So what is verse 4? Verse 4, Nico was asking for the explanation of verse 3. Please, don't see verse 5 and verse 3 as different entities. He was simply asking, how can a man be born again? What is the meaning of being born again? See verse 5. Yes, sirs. Jesus answered, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of waters and of the words of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. What is the difference between born again and born of the Spirit? Any difference, brethren? Any difference, brethren? Okay, what is the difference between seeing the kingdom of God and entering the kingdom of God? Huh? Say no difference. It's just an explanation. Verse 6. What's there? The wind bloweth. Sorry, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is flesh. Mother, not I say unto you, you must be born again. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it cometh or where it goeth. Everyone that is what? Born of the Spirit, right? How many times do we have Spirit? From verse 5 to verse 8. Check. Be fast. How many times do we have Spirit? How many times do we have Spirit? Huh? From verse 3 to verse 5. So I'm sorry, verse 3 to verse 8. How many Spirit do you have there now? Is it 4 or 5? Okay. So, but how many times do we have water? How many times do we have water? So what is the emphasis of that place? Water or Spirit? Okay, that's enough for you. It's born of the Spirit. The born of water is to describe being born of the Spirit. Okay? I said, man be born of water, that is to the Spirit. Water means newness. The same thing he said in John 7. Eh? In the last day, when they were pouring water, he said, he that believeth on me, as scripture says, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of water. And I said, this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe shall receive. So he's not saying water baptism here. Is that clear, brethren? Okay, you can ask for explanation later from your teachers, not from me. Then I would have escaped. Amen. The Son of Man will do his own like an evangelist and escape. You know what they said? So an evangelist will come to somewhere, scatter everywhere, tell them tidings of the devil. Tell them, look, as he's finishing, before any question, yes, sir. Woo! He ran away. You know, sir? That's the brother Joshua. And do the rest. That's not an evangelist. That's a crook. Anybody that gave you Rema and cannot wait to explain the Rema, don't listen to him again. Please. Eh? Praise God. Say we are here together. No shaking. Okay, good. We are mine. Verse 10 now. And Jesus, no, Nico, now see this one now. Verse 9. Nico answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Don't forget that. He's not asking, what will it take for a man to be born again? Wow. I'll just read this and we'll close. See, what will it take for a man to be born of the Spirit? Because Nico already knew that the birth process will be almost without your contribution. What did you contribute to your birth? Nothing. You now ask, how will this thing be possible? Hallelujah. Now see the good news. See the good news. Are you ready? So see verse 10. Jesus first gave him one alarm, one dish. Are thou a master of Israel and you don't know these things? So what have you been reading since in your Bible? Imagine. Hey, let me show you what. Okay, very, very, I say unto thee, we speak that which we know and testify what we have seen, and you receive not our testimony, our witness. For if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of what? Heavenly things. Yeah, I'm still using earthly things to compare. Okay, see verse. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. So heavenly things there. It will be talking about the epistles later. 13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven. But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is where? 14. 1, 2, go. Stop. Hold on. Please do something for me. You are going to read John 3:3. Do something together. John 3:3. Then you read verse 5. Then you read verse 9. Then you jump to verse 14. Let me say it again. You read John 3:3. Read verse 5. You read verse 9. Then verse what? 14. Good. Let's read verse 3. Want to go? Jesus answered and said unto him, hold on. Somebody's not looking at his Bible. Cooperate with me, brethren. I came here to grow you up. Verse 3. Want to go? Yes. answered and said unto him, Very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot. Verse 5, Jesus answered, Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, he cannot enter. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Verse 14, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be what? Say, lifted up! Say, lifted up! Next verse 15, That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have. Verse 16, 1-2 go. For God so loved the world that he. Stop! What is that giving? That he gave. How did he give him? How did he give him? On the cross. He gave him to die. Not that for God so loved the world, he said, take. No. He gave him up for us all. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but deliver him out. Up! Where? On the cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That whosoever believeth on him should not what? Perish. But have what? Everlasting life. So, when Jesus was saying on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That is the Father giving up Jesus for us all. So, how can a man be born again? What will it take for a man to be born again? Jesus must die. He must be buried. He must be raised from the dead. Hallelujah. So, for a man to be born again is not man's duty. Don't tell a man to be born again. Preachers, are you with me, brethren? Don't tell any man to become born again. Tell them to believe in the one that is raised up. To be born again is not the man's duty. Do you get the point? It's not the duty of man. To be born again is the result of the man that has said yes to the man. Because don't forget, Nico said, how will these things happen? How possible? I said, don't worry. It's not your duty. The Son of Man will be lifted up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I believe in the gospel. Say, I believe in the gospel. Say, I'm proficient in sharing the gospel. I will try and make this message available before evening so that you can take it, listen over and over again. You put this in your phone. We listen to, how many of you know Pastor Nainka? Pastor Reverend Nainka in Lagos Saints Community. We listen to some of his messages not even now, even years ago, like 100 times, some more. So you can pick a message. Don't just scan through. Don't just be, at times, when you are new to these things, what do you do? As you are listening, pick your Bible, be checking. Be checking. Don't just listen in person and say, I don't understand. No, as you are reading, be checking. You can pause, pray Ephesians 1:17-18 again. Say, in the name of Jesus, my eyes of understanding, they are enlightened. Because, brethren, the more you know, the better you get. The better you get. Start praying in tongues. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. When you're done, come. Start praying in tongues. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please pray in tongues, everybody. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Yes, we are going to the next thing right now. We are going to bless all of you with the things of the Spirit. Oh, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues.